This is CliffCentral.com.
Good day, good day, everybody listening out there all over the world. My name is Malcolm Julie. You're hanging out with the worst guys. Let's go. At a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more five. Why these bitches see you? Go home ride. Go home ride, yeah. Today we're talking about toxic masculinity. What does it mean? Where does it come from? What are the repercussions? Because we all know it exists, right? Men are some fragile bitches, if you ask me. We don't know what's up. I think it stems a lot from a lack of emotional intelligence. So we'll be diving into that a little bit as well. Just talking about emotional intelligence and how we differ from women and how women aren't trash compared to how men are trash. This show is coming as a result of all the sexual harassment assaults that have been happening of late and that have been coming out. And, you know, what baffles me is how many of them there are and how many rich and powerful people are involved. So yeah, we really trying to understand how this thinking takes place among men and why it's been relatively okay behavior for the longest time, why people haven't spoken about it. Because if we look at the case of Harvey Weinstein, which I'm hoping most of y'all who are listening are caught up on, because y'all are woke, right? We tell you every week to wake up, wake up, wake up. So I hope you guys are abreast. But if you don't know the story, Harvey Weinstein, a big time Hollywood exec, has had numerous accounts of sexual assault allegations against him. And the story is, among the people in Hollywood, that everybody is known for the longest time, you know. So obviously this has been accepted behavior. And we're trying to understand why that is. And we're trying to break down the toxic element of masculinity. How do we take that out and start becoming better? We've kind of dived into this conversation before here on the show, but not in the way that we're going to do today. Really looking at emotional intelligence from the male perspective, which is something I definitely think we lack, especially in comparison to women. Women are gods, man. I've been pushing this agenda, even in my comedy, anybody who comes and watches shows. I'm really talking about the way to change the world is through women. I actually wrote one of my final exams. I remember my last exams in politics. I wrote an essay about, you know, what is the solution to our problems, because we spoke of how aggression and violence and strength were all the domineering factors in how we ran the world, right? But that's obviously led to destruction and rape and sexual assault. So we need a new solution. And I wrote of a feminist approach in which we use love and care in order to heal the world, man. There was I'm not exactly sure who the ladies were, but you know, the world was being destroyed one tree at a time, and a group of feminist ladies stood around the tree and held it hand to hand and refused to move. If they were going to chop the tree, they were going to have to chop those women too. And that's just the kind of mentality we need to start sifting through to men and into people in general, because they were willing to die for a tree. And I know most men would just be like, you know, fuck that tree. But it's more than that. It's more about understanding the value of the world that we live in. Other beings, other creatures, other things. The world has been very male-centric, male-dominant. We don't think about other animals, let alone our partners in crime, women. We have not necessarily thought about women as equals for decades, for centuries, actually. So it's actually beautiful that these things are coming out, because I feel like women are finally getting the power and the strength to actually speak about these type of things, because, you know, there is a lot of victim blaming which I understand is part of the reason why these stories stay hidden. But obviously that's being eradicated. People are becoming more confident and becoming more upset. And yeah, get more upset. We should be upset. And we should be talking about it because it should no longer be a secret. It shouldn't be accepted in society amongst men. And I think that's the first most important point to raise. As a gentleman, if you listen to this as well, you need to understand we as gents, we need to stop validating bad behavior or letting it slide under the carpet without saying anything. Not saying anything is just as bad as doing it. Or yeah, because you've now accepted that as part of your society. These are your friends, you know. So when your friends talk about side chicks, the side chick story to me is still, it's still ridiculous because we hear about it all the time, but it's become so normalized. And I, for one, have no idea why or how somebody could love more than one person. Actually, I can barely love myself alone. You know, that takes a lot. I don't know how somebody can love more than one person. And I think the problem now comes in when it's not about love anymore. Now, you know, it's not, you're not just trying to engage with somebody on a spiritual level, on a sacred level. You are actually just trying to get one off. Which is, I mean, that we'll get into all of that a little bit later. But I just want to say what's up to the boy.
How you doing?
Easy.
You know, I remember you like saying, you like getting moist and all in your emotions, you know? And it's funny that we're talking about toxic masculinity, but like you like getting in your emotions. So let me ask you, how are you, Mark?
Thank you so much for asking. I'm good, man. I'm good. Life is good. Working hard, things are getting better.
I see
the future bright. Future be bright as hell.
That's why I wear shades on the inside.
Yeah. People wonder why. But yeah. So anyway, let's look at the way that men see sex, right? This is a part of the problem when it comes to masculinity. And, you know, I was talking about the ability to be with more than one person at a time is ridiculous to me. Like, I can barely fully focus on loving myself completely.
Mm.
You know, now loving another person is an entirely different thing. You kind of have to be like, okay, I'm fucked up, you fucked up, but we fucked up in the same kind of way, and we can work together. We can accept each other's flaws in that way. But that's love. And then now we come to the problem. This is where the harassment stems from. This is where the assault stems from. Is when it's no longer love, right?
It's about control.
Control, power, money, opportunity. That's the type of things that Harvey Weinstein has to offer. But outside of what he has to offer, I'm looking at him from the inside. How does he see himself? Because now we're talking about somebody who's not looking for love. What is it that drives somebody like that to have sex with so many different women, you know, or to sexually assault? Because ultimately, if you're looking for a partner, you're on a journey to find love, right?
Yeah.
But the problem with men and masculinity in general is that society has taught us, and we've been raised to think that, you know, spreading our seed is just our job. That's just what we do. It's just our nature. We're just these predators. And we're trying to remove that predator element because it's obviously not working, right? And now I'm looking at, the difference between what we seek, love and sex, right? Why that plays such a huge role? Because I don't think men are as emotionally intelligent as women are.
No need to think, you should know it.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of the time when a man owns up to his emotions,
a woman is just like, okay.
Yeah, women dig that, but I'm saying a man is a pussy. He's soft. You're draking, you're yellow bone. You know, men.
Whoa. Why did you throw that in there? That was so unnecessary.
I know you're
No. Draking is one thing, but that was so unnecessary. That's so irrelevant to the topic. And now you're digressing.
It is relevant. No, because that's one of the things that people attach to softness. I'm just saying it doesn't necessarily mean
Get the fuck out of here.
I see you. I'm just saying this is one thing that people say. And these are the type of issues that come up because men aren't allowed to show emotion. So if I'm not showing emotion, what am I going to do? I'm going to show what I know. I'm going to show aggression. I'm going to show strength. I'm going to show power.
Yeah, society has it that men aren't supposed to show emotion. Mm-hmm. And also the way we're brought up. I mean, it's also from your parents. Like I was also told, like, boys don't cry.
Mm.
So, like, growing up, like, there were situations where I felt pain. I was hurt.
But then
I'd internalize it. And I wouldn't necessarily speak to anyone.
Mm.
There was a situation back in 2010 when I matriculated, right? Getting my matric results, all I wanted to do was just go have a good time with the lads, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And next thing, my parents are on my back and everything is going crazy. I come back hammered, obviously, and I think liquid courage is what made me just let everything out and off of my chest. And my parents were actually quite shocked, especially my dad, obviously, at that time. But he never saw that side of me because he had always, I won't say always, but he had always told me that, like, boys don't cry.
Mm.
And in the way he acts as well, he's not one to talk about how he feels.
Yeah.
So not only do we learn from what we're told to do, but from what we see others doing and the people we hang around with. So if your group of friends aren't necessarily like, if you don't actually talk about how one is feeling, you know, what's going wrong in your life and what is also going right.
Mm. I think we need to start feeling our emotions and letting them show. You see, the problem is, it's not that we don't feel these things.
Yeah.
We just have to bottle it. We can't show it.
And showing it forms part of masculinity. Because because everybody that like masculinity is all about being strong, right?
Yeah. Or we're trying to understand masculinity now.
Okay, 100%.
Yeah.
And with that being said as well, showing your emotion is a strong character.
It's a sign of strength.
Yeah.
Because you're allowing the feelings that you feel to become. And being vulnerable is a sign of strength.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vulnerability is a sign of strength. And, like, I'm not afraid to tell people I cry. I cry hella often, but it's mostly tears of joy. I won't even lie to you, right? It's genuinely like, holy shit, what is my life? I can't believe I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for the life I have. I can't believe that this is it.
Yeah.
But even when I'm sad, you know, I do. And I'm not afraid to tell people that because we need to start breaking away from that fear.
And that takes nothing away from your
masculinity. It takes nothing, absolutely nothing. Dude, I am so comfortable with my sexuality. I could fuck a dude and still come out straight.
So, like John Mongrel, is that what you're saying?
I said what I said. I said what I said. And I'm not saying I would.
What?
I'm not saying I would, but I'm saying we as men, okay, this is the perfect example to try understand what I'm saying. When it comes to threesomes.
Yeah.
A threesome with two women and one guy.
Any guy would say, yeah.
Normal. But a threesome with two guys, I mean, and one female, it's, yeah, maybe, but we still have to have that awkward conversation with the guy. And secondly, after that awkward conversation with the guy, you're not engaging in sex with the guy. Whereas when the two women are involved, everybody is engaged with everybody.
All right.
So when you look at the situation with threesome with the two
it's
guys,
flawed.
It's very, very much flawed. So what I'm saying is, it's either I won't participate in that kind of threesome,
or you will, based on everybody. Certain conditions.
No, I'll fuck everybody in the threesome. I can't negate one.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
What's
what
true
I'm
for the part should be true for the whole.
Yeah. So, and I think that type of thing comes from a lack of understanding of sexuality from men, of what we have to be, our role that we have to play. Women who are more emotionally intelligent, as we've established, are able to play those two roles. A woman can kiss another woman and still come back, but I'm 100% straight. Do you know? And this conversation is just coming from, you know, I listened to Sex Talk recently. It's Bisexual Week or whatever it was when I listened to it. And it was just talking about the fact that men don't understand their sexuality, and they have not been able to accept the range or the scope of your sexuality.
It's broader than one would think, actually.
Yeah, and there's no need to hide or be ashamed about it. It's not necessarily that you're out looking to fuck dudes. But you know, as a guy, just an example is gym photos. When you look, you can see, oh, this guy's ripped, yeah, he's doing da, 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 da,
yeah.
da. It's not a sexual thing,
yeah.
But you can see it, and you can't pretend that you don't. You know, I know you're a good looking guy. I know I'm a good looking guy. I ain't trying to fuck you. So I ain't trying to fuck any other guy.
That goes back to the situation where like a female friend would come to you. Yeah, what do you think about this guy? I don't know. I don't like guys.
Yeah, don't lie. You're like, oh, he's tall. He's skinny. You can see his features. You understand his sexual appeal. Even though you might not engage with that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking
about. But you should be able to say yes or no.
And you should be honest with what you see, so we block out a lot of things, you know, and that's what I'm saying. The reason why we don't understand our sexuality, we have to block it out. As soon as you say anything, you gay,
that's
or
where
no homo,
no, exactly.
Or yeah. You see what I'm saying? So these are the type of things that ultimately push men to act stupid. There's no other way I can put it, because we don't understand ourselves fully. There's a lot of us that we're blocking that society hasn't let us feel.
How do we come to understanding ourselves?
Yeah, this is what we get into. We get into emotional intelligence, right? Because that is the ultimate problem. It's not we don't have problems with our practical intelligence. Men are smart people. Men can do things. Men can create. Men are dominant. Men are leaders. Which, well, let's not get it twisted. To all the men and gents listening out there, this is for the benefit of us. We dope as fuck as well. It's just, I think there's a lot of lessons we can learn from women that will make us better.
I feel like it's a lack of wanting to learn.
Yeah. It's that thing. It's like,
I know everything.
Yeah.
I know everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm like this and it doesn't have to change. I'm not going to change. Okay, so we're talking about this idea of emotional intelligence. And this is a difficult one because it's something that happens internally, right?
Yeah.
This is not something that I can teach or somebody can teach, but the only lessons I can give is to openly feel everything. This is a part of life that a lot of people don't understand. They get distracted by their minds and what they're supposed to be thinking, so they block out their actual emotions, you know? And when they feel an emotion they don't like feeling, they hide it, they discard it, they suppress it.
Yeah, but suppressing it itself doesn't help at all.
It doesn't help at all. You have to feel it in order for it to come to pass. You know, so emotional intelligence is just being aware of how you feel.
Yeah.
And moving on from that.
And that's proactiveness.
Yeah. You have to physically be like, okay, why am I angry?
Rather than to be reactive to a certain situation, take it for what it is and then move on.
Yeah. You take it, you inhale it, you make it feel what it makes you feel, and then you carry on.
But you need to realize that. So should it happen again, you know exactly how you would handle that certain situation. I know plenty of men, for example, back in our high school days, you would have gone through so much shit if you had told the gents, yeah, no, this weekend I was at Beefcakes.
Yeah.
But now it's like, okay, so how was it?
It was a jam.
You see what I'm saying?
People at Beefcakes actually probably have more fun than any other straight club I've been at.
Yeah.
People are outrageous there. But in high school, that would have been like, yo, I'm a dodgy oak now. You know, now all of a sudden I'm ousted from society.
But
and this
also
goes back to school.
It's linked very, very closely with the maturity level.
Yeah, very much so. But that's what we're trying to dive into. Maturity, same WhatsApp group. Same WhatsApp group. And yeah, schools as well. This idea of
boys should go to one and girls should go to one. Or
I don't think we should
mean?
Do that. I don't think we should do that at all. I don't think
separating the sexes.
Yeah, I don't think we should do that at all.
Do you not see any benefit to it though?
Look, I enjoyed being in an all boys school. It was dope, but I do think I missed out on a lot of learning experiences in terms of how to handle women, how to engage with women, how to
you had
see
to
women other than
back.
Oh, the girls are coming from across the streets. Oh, it's gonna be so dope. It's gonna be perfect. But most people who went to co-ed schools, this is normal to them. Girls are just girls, just like guys are just guys. So I feel like there's a chunk of my own education.
But surely there's pros and cons to each side of the coin.
Yeah, for sure. But this is just, I just think we should have co-ed schools. Because what boys' schools do in particular, I don't know what it's like in girls' school, is that they detest gayness. Think about our school. Like gayness was just not a thing. If you were gay, you were gone. Your only friends were gay people. You had nothing. If you weren't an A-ster playing rugby, even if you did a bit of drama or choir, now you're a bit of a dodgy Ogba. Now you're on the sidelines.
Even I know some schools that, like, when, not even schools, we can take it all the way to professional level. Mm. Sportsmen get kicked off teams when they come out and say to the public, yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah, dude, musicians and stuff, artists, Frank Ocean,
get ousted just because of their sexuality.
The hip-hop community will oust you. But you see, this is the thing that we're trying to tackle, and it's quite massive. So we need the people who are listening to engage. Let us know what you guys think. Hit us up at @_worstguys on Twitter, at cliffcentral.com. And let's talk about this, because this is a huge problem. A lot of people fear coming out because of the reaction that society will give them. But our sexuality is such an important part of who we are.
Mm.
And we can't suppress any of it or hide any of it. You know, we can't normalize ignorance. Because right now, that's what is normalized. And that's why I'm saying these things, you know, like, I could fuck a dude and still come straight. I have no plans of doing that. But we need to understand that if you're a straight man,
yeah,
you'll never be anything else other than a straight man. It's genetic, you know, that's who you are.
Now, I see where you're coming from when you say you can actually go be in a room with a naked dude or fuck a dude, but still be straight.
Yeah, but still be 100% straight. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? If you did that, that would be just out of your own interest. But even that shouldn't be judged.
Curiosity.
You know, yeah. But even that shouldn't be judged itself. So we need to really understand sexuality as men first and foremost before we start looking at, you know, now we're looking at, okay, the powerful men now, the rich and powerful. Mm. Where does that come in, you know? Because I'm just shocked at the amount that this is happening and the type of people who are involved. These are rich and powerful men. Donald Trump, Harvey Weinstein, same WhatsApp group. Same WhatsApp group.
I'm same DMs.
Same DMs. So, but on the note, let's talk about the influence of power and money. All right. Because in relation to Harvey Weinstein, we're thinking about, you know, how the count is so high and how women, more and more women are still coming out as sexual harassers. I saw a video on Twitter of Courtney Love.
No way.
They asked her, so what advice would you give to any young woman in Hollywood coming up? And she's like, if Harvey Weinstein invites you to a party in the Four Seasons or whatever, don't go. That's what she said, and this is years ago, you know? So this thing, that's what I'm saying, people have known about it. She even said, oh, I might get in a little bit of trouble for saying this, you know? Let me see if I can actually find it, because
how are you, you know, still meant to feel scared after telling the truth?
Yeah. And especially the truth about something like that.
So serious.
Yeah, and this is the problem. A lot of people keep quiet, and that's why I was talking about calling people out who are participating in this kind of behavior. Because it's us, man. It's us, and we are the ones who determine how men are going to think in the future, you know? So, in trying to break this down, right, it's quite difficult because it's a change in mind shift, a complete change in mind shift. But that's what our show is about. We're here to change the way you've thought about things for the past whatever years that has led us to this bullshit position. You know, why are we here? What can we do to move on from here? And these are the truths that'll help us, because, you know, the problem with somebody like Harvey who has power and influence and money, it comes when we say, oh, okay, this person can give me a certain role in a movie.
Mm.
So that just a blowjob, right? That's all he wants, you know. But even that is sexual harassment on his own. The fact that she has to do that to in order to climb, or that she can, that platform is there. But then that goes into a whole different conversation about prostitution and selling sex, and where do you actually sell sex, when you've exchanged money, or can you exchange goods? Yeah. So that's a conversation for another day. But you know, it's the influence of power and money. Look at all the people with mass counts. Tiger Woods, really rich, powerful man. 200 women.
That's a lot of women.
Dog. That's too much.
That's a grade. That's a grade at any given high school.
Bro, that's some high schools, dude. Bill Cosby.
And that's long your body count.
Long list. Long ass list. You know, there's something obviously psychologically wrong here. And ultimately, I want the world to start seeking love. Right? Because if you love somebody, you're likely to stay with that one person. You know? Maybe you make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. But I mean, your likelihood of trying to find this thing, whatever you're trying to fill, whatever void you're trying to fill. Maybe Harvey Weinstein got bullied as a kid and his older brother called him a girl. And now he's out here trying to prove that he's not a girl by fucking as many girls as he possibly can. Anyway, he knows how. Maybe that's the issue. But as soon as we start to change our mindset around it, then we can start changing what actually happens in reality.
I know there's one Vanek phrase that's actually, if you think about it, it is quite deep. If you go into a deeper sense.
Yeah.
You know, it might be a joke and come off like, you know, all humorous and stuff.
Yeah.
But you can't.
You
can't.
That's the number one thing to take out of this podcast as a gent. If you are one of those guys with side chicks, hoes, mains, whatever you guys are calling it these days, Doug, there will always be a more beautiful woman. There will always be a more suited woman. Stop trying to eat everybody. You will never.
Okay, so my friends.
And body count is useless, bro. What are you going to do with a big body count?
What are you going to say? God, look, I got this many numbers.
Look at Matt. I got 100. How are you guys? Oh, I got 102. Oh, you a better man than me, dog.
All that's going to happen is God is going to say, well, I created all of them and look what you done. So I'm going to just send you back down in the other direction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And in the same vein, when we talk about this conversation, there's a very important part that could never be missed.
That is
statements that aren't true.
What do you mean?
When it comes to sexual harassment, when it comes to
the truth
rape,
needs to be spoken and no, you know.
We're just saying that there are women who lie about it.
Yeah.
And we can't deny that fact.
No, truth be told.
But how do we discern the lies from the truth? You know, when does it stop becoming a he said, she said thing? Because as far as the people on the outside know, whatever the woman says is going to be the truth.
Yeah.
In inverted commas. Because once the allegation is made, it's hard, very hard to take that allegation away. And even redemption is hard after that. It's like, what do you, never mind what do you do, is how do we control that, you know? Or is this just a loophole where, okay, sex happens in one room with two people, so they're the only two they know who know each other, so it's he says, she says, and if she says it's rape, it's rape. Is that the conclusion to the story?
Full stop.
Or is there a way to actually know? Because obviously not all sexual assault is full-on penetration. So what do we do about not knowing or statements that are claimed to be true but may not be? You know, what is the recourse? I guess there really is no answer on my side because there are only two people in the room at any point in time.
I guess you just need to put in cameras, but now everybody's going to have sex tapes out here.
Yeah. Ah, oh, dude, I don't mind sex tapes. NDA, me. Watch. Especially when I blow. Every woman that walks into my hotel room is signing a fucking
indemnity form.
Yeah. They're saying, yeah,
I consent form.
Yeah, I consent to sexual.
What if she's like quarter to blackout?
You see, this is another thing as well. This is about rape culture, right? In general. Okay.
Okay. You just watch yourself when you talk about this.
I never have to watch myself. I got nothing to hide. This is what I'm talking about when it comes to rape culture. There's so many different aspects and elements of it. And drinking is a particularly big one because a lot of people have drunk sex.
If not most.
Yeah. Most of the sex I've had, I was drunk in my university days. And this is something that's not going to be controlled because obvious, illiquid courage, yank and up way. That's how you get laid in the first place, yabo. You got that Dutch courage. So we can't take the element of drinking out.
Alright.
Right. So now we have to say, okay, where's the line? There's a theory that if you can't give a tea, she can't have sex.
And
that
if
you can't give her some tea. If she can't drink a cup of tea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why you can't drink tea when you're drunk?
No, it's just like a test. just to say, if you can't give her a cup of tea for her to drink, you shouldn't be doing anything with her.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's like blackout drunk.
Okay.
But what if it's not blackout drunk, but she's fucked, and you're fucked as well? You know, those type of things are the he said, she said scenario that you find yourself in.
Yeah.
You know, and there is bad sex. That's another element as well. It's like, oh shit, it wasn't working like this. Oh, I wasn't feeling like that. Oh shit, oh, you know, those type of things, they play a role. And that's what I'm saying. When it comes to the allegations, we need to be aware of that fact. Aware that there are two people in the room. Aware that people lie. Aware that people manipulate in order to go further, to gain opportunity, to gain money. Whatever the motivation is, that motivation exists. Revenge. Revenge is a big one.
Blackmail.
Everybody knows, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, you know. So these things are all factors, and we need to consider them carefully. We can't ignore the male side of the argument at any point in time, because then it becomes a thing of, oh, okay, whenever a woman calls it, you might as well arrest him now, you know. And this is another thing as well, because like, there are so many women coming out. There's this thing on Twitter, the hashtag called Me Too, where women are posting the fact that they got sexually assaulted or harassed at some point or another. And anybody who has as well, just post the hashtag Me Too, Me Too, Me Too, Me Too.
Wow.
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
That's a hashtag. I'd be saddened just to see the numbers.
It is saddening, bro. Normal, everybody, dog.
And you come across people that you never, wow.
Yeah, wow, you know. And it's like, holy shit, how big is this problem? And what are we considering sexual assault and harassment? You know, this is the whole rape culture debate. Where does it stop? Where does it start? Because ultimately there is this thing of courting in a relationship. Somebody's chasing. And, you know, there's a lot of stories of women, like even my mother, she didn't like my father at first. You know? She was probably not right. Her instinct was probably right. She's they're divorced now. But she didn't like my father first, but he chased and he caught her. And it was high school, and they turned into high school sweethearts. And they had this fucking awesome child called Malcolm Ludi.
But didn't they have Chris and Judy first though?
They did. They had a legend called Chris and Judy, and then another one came through.
Okay.
So this is two legends now that have been born from courtship.
Yeah.
Somebody who decided that, okay, I'm going to be persistent. When do we stop being persistent? You know? Because that can also be harassment. Not necessarily touching or feeling, but it's just like, I'm busy, and you message her again. Eventually it's like, oh, you know what, maybe to get him off my back. I know that's something women say a lot. Just to get him off my back, let me say yes.
That's why for me, from the first, a woman doesn't even have to say N-O in the full no. The minute I hear,
a woman can't say N around me.
The minute you say,
you can't say naughty, you can't say nice, you can't say jack around me. That starts with an N.
Hey, rather safe than sorry.
Yeah. So these are things that we have to consider.
Yeah.
There really are so many things for us to think about in this conversation. It is far from over. We're going to have many, many more talks like this because we need a solution. And the problem, like we've said, is massive.
Especially because I know my first child is going to be a daughter.
Hey, you see, this is another thing. This is the whole men are trash thing. We shouldn't be afraid to put our daughters in the world.
Mm. I shouldn't have to tell her, you should be careful, but my son runs free.
Yeah, you see, exactly that. So we're trying to create a world where our daughter doesn't have to be careful, doesn't have to think about what she's wearing, because you just don't touch anybody that is not yours.
Mm.
You know, it's the same way for men. Like, you don't, as a straight man, you don't just go around, you know, touching chicks' butt, I mean men's butts, and flating in the streets, you know, like whistling.
Problem is, men are sick bastards at the same time. Because if women did the same thing to us, we'd be like, yeah.
But you see, that's our emotional intelligence that's lacking.
Eish.
We're still thinking like primitive beings, like fucking apes. We're human beings. We've got a higher consciousness. We're aware. Let's start using that.
Wake up.
Exactly. Hijack. But there's no drug around. Taste. That's the boy Frank Ocean with Novocaine. Yeah, man, I still can't feel a thing. That is our problem as gentlemen. We cannot feel what we are doing to our people. And yeah, we need to start feeling some shit and being aware of how we feel so that we don't end up being
asshole.
Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the ass. Let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know.
I know.
That's a toast for all the douchebags. Stop your shit, please. Anyway. There's so much to talk about in the news, man. This has been such an interesting conversation, but it's about to get a whole lot more interesting with the news and the stories that have caught our attention over the last week.
Ultra, mean ass, Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young Farrah. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra.
Okay. There's so many stories to talk about today, so we're going to get straight into it. The Maritzburg schoolboys are in trouble. There's a couple of Maritzburg schoolboys who had t-shirts on display and posted on social media with the phrase, EFF, our last hope of getting the land back.
Ever.
Woo! So they were shooting shots. They were shooting shots and people were
and
so
they,
upset.
And they were shooting to kill there.
Yeah. And I like the fact that it's high school students, man, because it means, you know, the conversations and the discourse happening at university level is filtering through to the youth. And I do think the youth has a very important part to play in terms of political change and political awareness. Because, yeah, like, the future is in the hands of our children. I don't know why I said that in a Michael Jackson voice.
Hey, and you know Michael Jackson got a hit list.
Hey. He was found not guilty, though, so can we please leave my boy?
Yes.
No, the court acquitted him, all right?
Oh, so the court is all...
Okay, I'll give you that.
I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Okay. No, I'm standing for Michael Jackson. When the shit hits the fan, are you still a fan? That's me, Michael Jackson. When the shit hits the fan, I'm a fan for you, boy. Anyway, Maritzburg schoolboys EFF t-shirts. EFF is our last hope of getting the land back. True. We hear you. Now, what was the problem? Apparently, they broke some school code of conduct.
That being?
Bullshit. Then, Kevin Peterson on Twitter.
Shut the fuck up, first and foremost, Kevin Peterson.
This guy is actually lost. That's why he has a fucking three lions tattoo on his arm, and he's not playing for England, and he's tweeting about South Africa and the rhinos all day. He's that white guy, actually. He's that rhino horn motherfucker
on the car.
Yeah, that's Kevin Peterson. He says something stupid like, oh, I can't believe this is happening. This is such a...
What's going on, Maritzburg?
Such a beautiful school. Yeah, what's going on in Maritzburg? It's like, dog, what do you mean? This is freedom of expression happening in Maritzburg. Something dope is happening at your alma mater.
And what I love is that there was one clapback that somebody did to him of his own hue. Bravo to that gentleman who said to him something along the lines of, if us and our forefathers had done something to stop this from getting to this point, there wouldn't be such a thing as the EFF being the last hope.
Exactly. And regardless, I don't see anything wrong. I don't see how this became a thing. Like, who went like, whoa?
Those boys were representing themselves.
Yeah. They didn't mention anybody. They were just wearing their uniform. So people knew they were from Maritzburg. They're basically saying no one in Maritzburg can support the EFF. You know, if you're a supporter of the EFF in Maritzburg, you're going to have a disciplinary hearing. you know.
I bet you if they said the DA was the last hope, it would have been a totally different story.
We wouldn't have heard about it. It's
they would
like,
have gotten colors for that shit.
Your political colors for you. We wouldn't have heard about it. We don't hear about when white people fuck up. When white people do fraud and shit in businesses, you don't see the picture of the white person in a jumpsuit. You just see the logo of the company or whatever.
Oh, it's going down again at KPMG.
Yeah, but you know they don't show you who the fuck it was. But when it's a nigga, we have to see our faces. Hey, still nigga.
Or they'll just say, a bunch of adolescents were just acting unruly.
Yeah.
These thugs. Were doing damage and rioting.
Yeah, causing havoc with their trash behavior. Anyway.
The dictionary was never for us, though.
Hey, dog, it really wasn't invented for us, but it's fine. We're coming out with our own language. We say, what's his name with a mulch? little inside joke. So there's a new cabinet reshuffle that was announced by our boy Jay-Z, which is also causing an uproar.
I love the way he does his remixes, though.
But he does it unannounced, even, dog. I'd love to be a Jay-Z fan. He's like, I'm dropping the cabinet reshuffle. Cabin reshuffle 2.0 dropping this week.
I hope he bought it.
So so he's reshuffling the cabinet, but he just moved one guy. I feel so sorry for him. Blade Nzimande, he's the leader of the South African Communist Party, and the reason why it's such a controversial move is because they were part of like this tripartite alliance, the SACP and COSATU, right? So these guys were a team. They won the elections together. But the SACP is starting to get outlined and ousted. Hey, Blade Nzimande is taken out of the picture. People are presuming it's a move towards the conference in December that's happening in the 2017 conference, in which we're going to see if we can have a new president in the building for when the 2019 elections come around.
Hey, that's 2 years.
That's another, no, 1 year, dude. It's 2018, bro. It's already 2018. That thing is now.
Hey, he's already, the way right now, Jay-Z is busy preparing some formulas for 2019.
This is it right now.
He's going to shock the world. Watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
He'll do whatever it takes to survive. He'll do whatever it takes to survive. Anyway, speaking of the homeboy, charges against him have been reinstated, which is dope. So he can't really run away even after his presidency. Oh, he can, but we're going to get you. Zuma will not live a full, beautiful life. I refuse for... He can flourish now. Flourish, my boy. But you're going to get gut. Believe that. You're going to get gut. So, they said it was irrational that those charges were removed in the first place, which was obvious. So at least if he comes out of his presidency, or when he does, he'll be accountable for all those 783 charges that have been laid against him. And in more somber news, this student has committed suicide. She jumped off the building the in Braamfontein, the South Point building on the sixth floor. And look, this might not be something a lot of people agree with, but I understand suicide. I understand why people do it, but it's still sad when it happens, right? Some people can't handle the pain. You know, it's like going for a massage that somebody else booked you for. You know, you didn't decide to come to Earth. It just came. It happened. Mm. Now you're here. And you have to be strong in order to survive. This life is hard. So now it's like this massager is punching you and putting their elbows in you and putting their knees in you. And you know, if you're not strong enough, you know, you're gonna wanna leave that massage parlor. You're gonna be like, this fucking sucks. So why am I forced to do this because the secretary has me booked on her sheets?
I actually heard a report from one of the eyewitnesses on Basic Radio. Mm-hmm. So this guy, yes, this female,
mm-hmm.
She was actually standing on the ledge of her balcony, and then obviously a crowd formed outside, and around about the time that it was, there were a couple of very, very intoxicated people, you know, and as men as we are, these guys were busy saying, she's an attention seeker. She's known for doing that there, that building.
Fuck.
So now these guys were basically egging her on, you know what I'm saying? thinking that she wouldn't do it. Some people were, obviously not everybody in the crowd was basically saying, yeah, jump. Some people were just trying to, you know, calm her, try and speak to her. People were trying to get into a room, obviously locked. But by the time the police come, they came like just fractions of a second late. As soon as they got into the building, it was too late.
And this has a lot to do with our culture as Black people. Specifically, I mention us specifically because, you know, depression and suicidal thoughts, these are things that are not seen as our problems. You know, those are white people things. Black people don't get depressed. And it's a fucking lie. You know, Black people, we tough. I'll give us that.
Getting depression.
Yeah, we're strong as nails. But yeah, this shit is real. You can't fight mental illness by saying toughen up.
But the thing is, if you think you can fight mental illness, that's when it fights you even more.
So yeah, it is a real tragedy. Condolences to the family. And we need to understand as people that depression is real, and we need to start addressing it. We did have an episode about it. Please go check our discography on the Cliff Central website just to find our podcast on that. People to speak to, what are the signs that somebody around you is feeling depressed or sad? Yeah, man, just be in the know. Be aware that anybody could be suffering at any time, and a little bit of love goes a long way.
Three words: how are you?
Yeah. All right, and in some more crazy news, there's been a hit on a suspected underworld boss at the Cape Town International Airport. His name is Jerame Donkey Boyson. So, yeah, he is linked to the Stellenbosch club murders, and apparently that was revenge for that. So it's just, you know, the whole underworld that we've been talking about, you know, it really exists. And this guy, Jerome Donkey Boyson, seems to be one of the leaders of this underworld. I wonder what it's like, bro.
To be in the underworld?
Yeah, like to be fucking with the boy Lolly Jacksons of the world when he was still around. Who else? Glenn Agliotti's. Who else? There was the guy with the B. He came from our school, actually.
Oh, Brett Kibble.
Brett Kibble, that's his name. Yeah, man, these guys were in it, man. Like, mass, like 100 shots that kill a nigga outside in a forest in this car. You know, that's like some Goodfellas shit.
Those are still Popeyes, can I tell you. Those names you mentioned, yeah, like, they are still guys so much more higher than
me. Yeah, and those guys are the ones that are not getting caught.
Yeah. I won't even lie. I'm not even, you know, proud enough or feel strong enough to say their names, because just now they're listening to the podcast. We're the worst guys. Yeah, you know, I heard you say my name on radio.
Hey.
No, it's not radio, it's podcast. You know, we're so future.
We're so future.
So you say my name and it's gonna live forever?
Yixie.
I'm gonna put a hit on you. Yeah. I really don't need that in my life.
It can happen. It can happen anytime, boy. And yeah, speaking of airports, Peter Herring was arrested for South Africa's biggest drug shipment found so far. The Times is claiming as the biggest ever. Apparently, it was caught with 963 kgs of heroin, which was discovered among a consignment of wine. This is coming from Abu Dhabi. Apparently, he was taking it to Europe. 963 kgs of heroin. We can have a party.
All I'm saying is that Pablo Escobar is laughing at his numbers. I'm saying.
Hey, South Africa always coming out with third world numbers. Let's bump it up, gents.
Bump the cheese up, bump the drugs up.
Should have at least been carrying 20,000, my boy. There's a lot of us who need drugs out here. Okay, anyway, that is a big drug bust at the Cape Town Airport. And also, my favorite news that we're going to end off with, Joburg's first cannabis coffee shop is up and running.
Is it 420 Cafe?
Yeah!
I'm so glad
you actually got that. I really am. Because we pass this cafe all the time. I wasn't sure if we were going to mention the name. I was going to ask you if you think where it is, because this is how they describe it. He didn't firstly give his full name for the purposes of being discreet. He calls himself Frank L. And the way they described it is like, the signs are neon, but he's kept the name cryptic. So the name is 420 Cafe. So anybody who's a smoker
We'll know.
We'll know.
Can I tell you something?
But if you're not a smoker...
If I'm not mistaken, that is stand number 420 on that specific road.
Yeah, it's right here in Sandton. So apparently, yeah, he got thousands of customers in his first month. He's officially opened it now, but it's still obviously low-key. But he said he's tired of waiting for society or for the law to catch up with the Green Revolution.
So now what do we do now?
We do it. We smoke it up, dog. We're going there. We're going to go see...
No one can be you. No one can be you.
The Green Revolution is on the way. If you don't smoke weed, you're weird, actually.
You're weird.
I don't trust people who don't smoke weed. What are you guys? Well, y'all are dodgy, man.
Y'all are dodgy.
Smoke up, smoke up, smoke up. Anyway, this has been one of our longer podcasts, but it has been a worthwhile conversation.
Yes.
We're talking about toxic masculinity and how to defeat it, right? Because it has to be defeated very, very soon. The sooner the better. But yeah, we really hope you guys enjoy this conversation, this installment of The Words Guys, as we try to change the world through the way you think. The mind is everything. What we think, we become. So yeah, man, thank you for listening. We are The Words Guys, and we're wrapping up with The Words Guys Cypher, as we always do. We're gonna go in hard. We're gonna go in hard on this one. Oh, that's not this one. Huh.
Just because I'm a man, hey, doesn't mean that I'm better than any human, hey, especially another woman, better understand, yeah. Just because I'm a man, doesn't mean that I'm better than any human, no, especially not no woman, you better understand, hey.
Just because I'm a man, just because I'm a man, I think I got a dick, so that means I've got all the privilege. But let's forget that, let's take it to some reality. Let's take our woman seriously, you see. Because I mean, we've been thinking we the shit for so long,
so
but never
long.
Mind that. I mean, I'm still gonna smoke my bong so I can get elevated and change your mind, because it stems from me. I'm the guy you see, I'm the leader of the world, and I want you to understand that we gotta take our girls and we gotta protect them, world. We always thinking that we better, but if we don't give them a chance, we'll see the brighter side, never. So I'm telling you, the woman of the future of this world, let's be softer in our approach and understand this world, because we don't even know ourselves, and that's part of the problem.
Just because I'm a man, doesn't mean that I'm better than any other human, especially no other woman, you better understand. Just because I'm a man, doesn't mean that I'm better than any other human, especially no other woman, you better understand. Hey, you better understand, just because I'm a man, I got a better plan. No, you don't even understand. Let me take you back to back when we were cavemen, living in unison. Hey, everything was so beautiful back then. Maybe we gotta take it back all the way to the beginning and see how God intended us to be living. Hey, I almost said Nintendo, cause I gotta go and play for the white folk back at work. Hey, I gotta go stand and say, hello, how was your day? Hey, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm gonna do to get my next pay so I can make the money come my way. And pretty ladies are all getting slayed, and I'm not talking about the slay when they put the makeup on their face. I'm talking about when they get beaten on their face.
Just
and
because
that's
I'm a
stress.
Man.
Hey, yeah. Doesn't mean that I'm better than any other human, especially no other woman. You better understand. Just because I'm a man, doesn't mean that I'm better than any other human, especially no other woman. You better understand.
Just because I'm a man.
Just because I'm a what?
Just because I'm a man.
Just because you a what?
Just because I'm a man.
You ain't no better. You ain't no better. You ain't no better than no other human.
It's The Words, guys.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Thank you very much for listening. We are here every Wednesday. We will see you next week. Same time, same place.
Worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.